Good evening, everyone. This is John Martin. I'm talking to you from Saskatoon, Canada, and we're on live on BBS Radio. Okay. I'm a visionary, intuitive healer. I'm French, and we're going to spend some time together tonight. You're going to experience something tonight, which is very, very different from other things. You're going to feel chills. You're going to feel vibrations through time and space, because time and space don't exist. This might sound weird for you, but this is. I do several healings a day, helping people. Helping some people I don't know. And I would like to experience something with me tonight. Something very special. Something that you would like to do. There is maybe someone among you that needs a healing. That person, we might be able to heal that person through the phone. I'm going to give you a number. A phone number that people will be able to call if they want, if you wish, you may be able to call in. The number is 888-429-5471. I repeat that number, 888-429-5471. It's a call-in number. Well, you may be able also to go and get that phone number directly from the website. You know what? You want to call? It's fair. It's great. You feel more comfortable by listening to it? Well, it's just fine for me. We're now going to be able to help people at the same time in direct life. I would like you to feel free if you want to call in whenever you want, even if we start already the healing on the air. I feel emotions, I feel thoughts, and I perceive for some of you who have pain in their heart, something kind of a pressure being there. And we're going to ease those pains. We're going to help you to go through this. I would like you to be comfortable seated. I would like you to cross your legs and keep your eyes open. Okay. Now, you're going to visualize 1 inch below your belly button. Visualize pure crystal water being there. On top of that water, on that crystal water, floating on top of it, you're going to visualize a crystal ball. That crystal ball has a color. Which color is it now? Yes. You visualize it, you see it, you perceive it. Great. Now, I would like you to feel that energy coming through you, that energy from the divine, whatever you call it. Might be you're calling God. Might be you're calling your archangels, whoever you feel comfortable with. You feel that energy that comes through you. As you're feeling that energy that comes through you, you may feel chills. You may feel that the temperature is dropping. I know it's weird. You may check your windows. You may check your air conditioning. It works. from different places in the world, people experience the same thing at once. They talk to me after, they send me messages on Facebook. It works. I would like you. To open yourself, feel that chest that opens itself, visualize like doors of your chakra that open themselves. They unfold themselves and they open it. They get open. Well, as you perceive it, you have a precise vision of those doors. Now, you're going to stay focused on that energy. You're going to stay focused on those doors being open. You're going to be focusing on those doors getting slightly open as they go on. Feel that energy. Feel it. Experience it. I would like you also to stay focused on that crystal ball. Stay focused on that crystal ball, otherwise your head may spin. Yes. Now, visualize that energy flows through you and opens your chakra. Visualize that now that energy surrounds you, gets all around you. And you visualize like your aura is getting brighter and brighter. It shines more and more. Yes. Yes, you feel it, you experience it, it feels good. Now, I would like to really stay focused on that crystal ball because we are going to travel. We are going to travel through time and space all together. I'm going to bring you somewhere. I'm going to bring you to the pyramids. We're going to go for the pyramids, for a trip for the pyramids right now. Stay focused on that crystal ball. Leave your eyes open. And let's we go. I'm going to tune to the specific vibration of the pyramids, of Tutankhamun pyramids. It's a very grounding vibration, very heavy vibration. It grounds you so much. You feel just like pressure on your shoulder, just like kind of concentrated. You feel it, and it feels good. Now, as well, I'm increasing the intensity of that vibration. Yes. You might feel waves of energy going through you. You feel in your cells that vibration also. It's totally different from the vibration from before. Some of you might feel sleepy just right now, just by feeling that energy. If you feel sleepy, stay focused on your crystal ball. Open your eyes. Take a deep breath. Expire. And do it two or three times. As you see, as you feel the air getting in you, visualize that white energy that comes through you and comes in you. Yes. It feels good. Inspire, expire. Those pains that you feel, they just get released. You feel them. You feel that pain, and you suddenly feel that it's getting released. Wherever it could be, wherever it might be. Feels good. Feels calm. That's good. Now, I would like you to come back and focus on that crystal ball. We're going to change the vibration. We're going to create another vibration. We're going to work on a vibration in order to help you with self-confidence. A vibration with a higher temperature. A vibration with joy, vibration with faith, a vibration with light, a vibration with guidances. We include all this in the vibration. Meaning that we encode the vibration that we are working in, that we are working with. We encoded it in order to be able to work with it. As you feel that energy coming through you, from above you, going through you, you feel like beats of a rhythm of your own crystal ball. That crystal ball is beating, emits beats as its own rate. And you feel it. It's different from the beats from your heart. It's a vibration that creates waves. That crystal ball is emitting energy at its own rhythm, as its own rhythm. And those waves of energy, you feel them going all through you. And it vibrates from the inside toward the outside. You feel it in your neck. You feel it at the back of your eyes. You feel it in your throat. That vibration is emitting towards everywhere. And it vibrates, it activates all chakras. All chakras are getting activated by it.
It's like the soul is sending the impulse of energy to all the other ones in order to wake them up. That's amazing. Amazing that something can happen like this. And it works. I feel it. I feel it work. I really do. I really have those visions of those people listening to it. After the shows, I have people sending me messages on Facebook and telling me that as they listened to the show, they cried or they had emotions coming and they were able to deal with those emotions and something got released. Changes have been made in their life. And I really like this. I really liked the idea of being able to help people whenever they want. They just need to listen back and again to those recordings. Feels good. Feels good to be on my mission. It feels good to be able to help others. Feels good to be guided. And that's all the aim of that talk show tonight, and that healing, and that guided meditation. It's to help you to be able to get connected to your own soul, to find your own purpose of life in life, and to be able to find the ways in order to be able to fully accomplish your mission on Earth, using your gifts, being guided, being protected. Right now, with that vibration we are working on, we're building up your self-confidence. We are helping you to build up that self-confidence. And that works. That really works. If you, for some of you, you may feel your head being dizzy. You may feel weird. I had one person healing just before this show. That person will tell me, well, I was about to fall from my chair. I was feeling so many things going on in my body that I was about to fall from my chair. If you feel dizzy, if you feel that something's going on, stay focused on your crystal ball. Cross your legs. Stay focused on your crystal. Your eyes, leave your eyes open. Why is it so important? Why is it so important to have the eyes open? Well, only because when we don't keep our eyes open, you don't perceive the world as it is. It's like you gain access to your sensitivity or to other perceptions, but it's kind of like your body just tell you, well, it's like in your dreams you're getting access to something else through you, right? Well, that you are open in order to be able to visualize that those things happen in your daily life too. It's called synchronicity. Believe it, the more it happens. We all go through this. We all see those synchronicities. But the more you are aware of them, the more it works. The more you're being able to get connected to your you, your inner you. It's a funny one. Connect to your inner. And to be able to act. Focus on what you feel. Focus on the emotions that come out right now. Right now, for at that precious time, I feel emotions on my solar plexus, emotions from someone listening to that radio talk. I feel that I am connected to that person, whoever is that person, and I know we're going to heal that person. We're going to open and to let go that energy. Yes. And it works. Feels good. Okay. Another person has something on his throat. No. And we will be working on it. Someone has a cancer, a throat cancer, and he's listening to that radio talk. I know it. Well, how did I pick that up? Because I feel it. And I know that I'm working on it now in order to help that person. How does it work? Well, as you're connected, vibrations. You perceive emotions, you perceive sicknesses from people that are in different places. Say precise visions. By the way, it hurts. That you have to. You want to get rid of it, and as well, not only to get rid of on you, but to help others to get released of it too. You always want to go to the source. You always want to be able to go right at the beginning where it began, in order to unprogram. That's what happened. That's what we do. Okay, so now we're going to get back to that crystal ball. And now we're going to put more and more energy and bring more and more energy to your body. Yes. During this healing, you might have felt that the temperature was dropping as I was feeling it too. Because we were working on different vibrations. And now, we're just going to increase that temperature. We are going to increase that temperature in that room. Yes. I'm going to talk to you now about the next inventions. Yes, next inventions in the and discoveries of the 21st century. This is going to be quite amazing. They will be objects, frames that you will be able to put on your wall. And you just will need to flip them from one side to another one. On one side, it will create heat. On the other side, it will create cold. Those objects are kind of air reversal air conditioning. But there is one thing that's weird, that they are not connected to any plug. And that's funny. That's the funny part. How do I know this? Well, I know that because I travel through time and space. I have those visions. I see those inventions. And it's huge. The next invention. When I mean, when I say intuitive, I mean that those are technologies that they use tools and gifts that are linked with healers at the time, linked with things that physics so far can't explain. Quantum physics will have to understand that time and space don't exist. And that changes everything. Time is a spiral and it's not flat. Doing this, you may jump from one line to another space line time. And you may only do it when you change the vibration of your own body. When we say that we get aware of when we go in meditation, that part path, it is part of it. I know that sounds strange, but it works. Remember that telephone 30 years ago and that telephone now that we're using? It's kind of different, right? Imagine if 30 years ago I would tell you that from your phone we're able to download programs and to play and to do things. You would have told me, are you crazy? I know. Why do we need those inventions? Well, in order to be able to create them. By the way, I work with many inventors and physicians also. And when they are stuck, they ask me to vision them. You know, when you're doing some kind of research stuff, 1 week you're stuck on one thing, it's just like thousands of dollars that are just getting put away in the trash or in the sink. So you really need to go back on track and be able to work the so-called other ones. And adding all those visions to they're able to do those inventions. They will be machines that you will be able to go through, and those machines will emit vibrations, and those vibrations will just heal by encoding and decoding your cells. Just amazing. Those machines work with music,
They work also with crystals. They work at a specific, very specific intensity. And for each thickness, you've got a specific vibration. For each person, you have a specific intensity. And there are ways of those vibrations toward that person. It might be like a, it might be spreading out like a, like a spiral, spreading out the energy. It might be like a beam. It's so funny, all those images that I have. And crystals are programmed. You can program and unprogram those crystals. People go to those rooms. They stay there, they meditate there, and they get access to their own tools, to their own. And those gifts are activated and they increase. Those people increase their abilities in them. I have to tell you another thing. How do you think visionaries transmit their visions to the world? You think they all do like me, like telling you that they can travel through time and space? No. Most of the time, they write something. They write a book. Jules Verne was a French writer. He was a visionary also. And he was living in one city called Le Havre, and he never moved from there. All his life there. But he wrote so many books explaining so many inventions, like the submarine, like the balloons, so many things. And this was his way of presenting his work. Traveling through time and space exists. People call themselves travelers. Some people are even able to travel physically through time and space. I've talked to some people who know others that are able to do it. And they're just like so amazing. Yes, it's amazing. You all know about Nostradamus, right? Okay. He was able to predict so many things. But among all those things that he predicted, there is one that's just like so amazing and so disturbing. Okay, when he died, he was buried kind of a medal around his neck. One day, someone came and opened his, I don't know the name in English. Well, he buried him out and opened and saw what it was inside of that box. And he stole that medal around his neck. It was something like years after his death, right? Maybe 100 years, something after. Yeah. That thief was scared to death. You know why? Because on that medal was written the day that that thief stole that medal. Isn't that scary? That means that Nostradamus knew that someone was going to steal this medal from him after his death, and he was able, before his death, to create that medal with that date written on it. And he was buried and asked to be buried with it. I tell you, this is quite amazing and this is quite disturbing. Traveling through time and space exists. Seeing things very, very precisely exist. When you go and visualize through time and space, there is a distortion in time. When you go in the past, or if you go and travel in the future, time and space don't act the same way. When you travel and you get access to other space-time, well, you may think that you've stayed only a few seconds over there, but you, when you come back and you look at your clock, you got out for 30 minutes. How does it work? Well, I could talk about it for hours. I could explain it to you. I could show you books, but the best thing to do is to experience it. And you will be able to do it with me next time. And we will be able to go through time and space, and you will be able to perceive this. I give those teachings to people who want to practice it, and in order to be able to help people. That's how I use it. Of course, there are many ways of using it. But as you explain those gifts, as you tell them to others, you have to be careful that those gifts are used in order to help others and not to hurt anyone. So that's why, as I deliver those tools, I also encode them and I protect them. It's like with a password. And the more skills you have, the better you are in order to unbreak or not unbreak those tools. But you know, if you ask the divine to be able to protect those tools, well, I guess you can bet that no one can encode that one. And you always want to work with safe energy in order to create your objects. I know that sounds weird. That sounds weird to be able to talk about subjects like this. Being able to travel through time and space, imagine this. That's weird. I know, but it works that way. Within 15 years, well, there will be no doubt about it. There will be so many books about it. Everyone on Earth will have something to say about traveling through time and space. I know it because I've seen it. Yes. I would like you to have a thought for a neighbor, to have a thought for a member of your family that needs help. Might be your friend, might be someone that you don't like. To have a thought for him.
And tonight or the day after, light a candle for him. Just take a candle, look towards the north, having your candle in front of you. Put that candle on a can on a table, light it, and before you light it, I would like you to say loud three times the wish that you want to do. You want that wish to be accomplished for some other one. It might be wishing that someone get healed. Might be wishing that someone finds a job. Please make a wish for someone. You face north at 7 o'clock at night, whatever day you want. Put that candle on that table, looking towards north. Say your wish three times, then light that candle and let it burn all the way through it. Yes, you're already acting and you're already doing something good for someone else. This is good. And of course, as you have that thought for the person, then they are connected to me too. So I will help of the angels and the archangels and with God in order for those wishes, if they need to be accomplished, so they will be fulfilled. Okay. So thank you very much for all of you. Thank you for being there. And have a very, very good week. Filled up with all that energy that's all surrounding you now, with a lot of confidence, self-confidence in yourself, being guided. I wish you to have lot of visions coming towards you for the next following days, and talk to you soon, right? Go on my website anytime you want, johnmartinhealer.com, and please join me on Facebook, John Martin Healer, HEALER. Talk to you soon. See you soon. Have a great life. Bye bye.